Hello, and welcome to the Missionary Disciple Podcast by Catholic Christian Outreach. The aim of this podcast is to inspire, equip, and challenge you, our listener, to be an active and effective evangelist. I'm your host, Gerhard, a missionary here at CCO, and today I sit down with Trevor Anzai, a new member to the communications team after having spent 4 years on campus. And we have a conversation on what it's like to be a missionary on campus. In the process, we try to pull out some practical tips that you can take away and apply to your own ministry. Before we get started, if you have any questions about evangelization, please email us at podcast@cco.ca and we'll answer them in a future episode. All right, let's dive in. All right, welcome back to the show. With me today, Andre and Argel are not here, but Trevor Anzai, who I believe you met last week, he's joining us again today, and he and I are going to have a fun conversation around CCO's campus ministry. Trevor, you were on Concordia campus for 2 years?
Yeah, I was at Concordia University 2 years. Yeah.
Okay. And before that, give us your little CCO resume.
Yeah, my CCO resume. Yeah, so here in Canada, CCO is across many campuses, and I had the pleasure of working at Carleton University in Ottawa for a couple of years, and then I got moved to Montreal at Concordia University.
Cool.
So only 2 hours apart from each other, but man, completely different cultures.
Yeah. Yeah. And for those who aren't familiar with Canada, Concordia or Carleton, he is here in Ottawa, the capital. And Concordia is in Montreal in Quebec. Yeah. So French Canadian versus English Canadian.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tell us some stories about your experience on campus. What was it like being a missionary on a university campus? Because I think there's probably a number of listeners out there who it's like, you know, they see the stats and the young people are fleeing the church left, right, and center. Oh, yeah. And that may be the reality, but actually we're finding that through our ministry that the young people are very open.
Yeah. So to start this podcast, just there's a lot of hope. Like I see a lot of hope. And it's something maybe we don't see like in our parishes, or maybe we don't see in a regular day life. But I've had the pleasure of being on campus with young people, and I have so much hope for the future. Like the youth, young people, they're looking for love, and like when they come to know God, they are receiving it. And I've been able to witness with my own eyes. That's why I can passionately say like there is hope for the future. We're in tough times, sure. Like I think we're always in tough times.
It's history of the church.
History of the church. But I've got great hope for the future. And you know, I've had people ask me like, "What do you do for work?" And I'm like, "Well, like this is what I do: bring people to God, you know." And being on campus, so it's full time work. I'm there on campus, like you know, 8 hours, 9 hours a day. You know, like we usually, like I work with three other missionaries, or I worked with three other missionaries this past year. And so we were like a team that we would meet on campus, and with our team, we'd have meetings together. We'd plan events with the students, but then we kind of disperse throughout the day. And basically the mission is bringing people to God. But how does that look like? What does it look like? Well, having faith studies. And in small groups with like, you know, four or five men, you know, maybe another group has like a couple women. So leading faith studies is one component, but then also one-on-one leadership development, also known as, more known as intentional accompaniment.
Yeah. And for your listeners who haven't heard it, we have, I believe, 5 podcast episodes on intentional accompaniment. So you can go back. I'll have them in the show notes.
Yeah, totally. So the whole mission again, bringing young students closer to God, but the work of a campus missionary is very dynamic, right? I might be going into campus in the morning, right, 9:30, and then leaving maybe around 4:30. But oftentimes there's, you know, I'll have students over for dinner or for brunch, or in the evening I might be, you know, texting people for the next day just to remind them when their faith study is happening. So it's very dynamic. It's so life-giving. You're working with young people. I feel like I'm trying to like sell this, you know, like to really hype it up, but it's a lot of fun. Like it's so encouraging to work with young people who have got so many talents. They're very smart. Like this is the future generations. And I just see again, I just see like young people thirsting for love and finding it in God. Their life changes and they like make a huge impact in the world.
So how would you on campus go about bringing one of the young, like just take us quickly through the process of how you would bring one of these young people to Christ? Because our whole podcast is dedicated to this, and the listeners who have been with us since the beginning have lots of tips and tricks, but for someone who may be new, who this is their first episode, how would that journey go for one of your students?
Yeah, it's every person, and myself included, right? Like every person is going through a journey with God, and growing at you know different speeds or whatever it happens. Like everyone has their own journey with God. So with the students that I was looking after, and I probably had in my semesters, every semester I'd be overlooking maybe 25 to 35 men that were either in faith studies or that were doing one-on-one like intentional accompaniment, if we can call it that. A leadership development, just for people who might not be very familiar with IA, intentional accompaniment. Yep. But anyways, it looks different for everyone. And for some students, like they are not very open to God, like, but they want to take the faith study because they're curious about religion. Mm. So my relationship with them is a lot different than someone who is living a Christ-centered life and that is praying every day. So for example, I had one student in Montreal. We would go and play basketball in the afternoon for a couple hours. And the reason was to build relationship. And then there was another student that I would meet. We would go for lunch at a great Korean restaurant. Like Montreal's got great restaurants. Like I'm working downtown. That's one of the perks. We'd go for lunch and we'd talk about leadership and faith. So it looks different for everyone. And that's the beauty about ministry. It's like working on campus. And like I said, I had like 25 to 30 students that I would kind of pastor. But they were like spiritual children. Like I'm looking after them. Like it was a great responsibility. And every like the students, like their personalities, their giftedness, their programs that they're in, it's so diverse, it's so enriching, so life-giving, that I can see like the uniqueness in the individual. It's just an absolutely amazing kind of work, campus ministry.
Cool. It sounds so awesome. Like what would be some of the struggles that you'd experience on campus? Because for those of you who aren't aware of Canada or Canadian history, Quebec started out as very Catholic, very faithful, and then it's been of extremely fast and somewhat spooky secularization yeah. of French Canadian culture, and right now, like faith is really not a part of the French Canadian milieu in any sort of practicing or personal way.
Yeah.
So what would be some of the obstacles that you'd encounter in your campus ministry?
Yeah, totally. That's a really good question. And I have some people that ask me, oh, you know, like, is it a harsh environment? You know? And yeah, like it can be. I haven't had like, I haven't been like publicly persecuted for my faith. There's been smaller ways that I have. Okay, so in September and January is when we do our months of outreach. So my team that I work with, like I said, I work with three other missionaries. I worked with three other missionaries in Montreal. And we formed like the nucleus of the team. And then we'd have student leaders. And then with our student leaders, these are students who are growing in their faith that want to share their faith with others. In September and January, we have our times of outreach. So we go out and we survey people who might be interested in taking a faith study. Well, you meet a lot of people, and I've met people who are like angry against the church, that are hostile, that I would have like an hour long discussion with someone about issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
About these issues. And so you like being frontline, you're going to experience that. And so the struggle is, yeah, like you'll have some unwanted conversations. You'll have some, like emotional people that come up to you like complain or ridicule the church, or in a way, like a soft persecution. So that's definitely one struggle. Like the people that you meet that aren't open. A second struggle, just the kind of work, you know, with people, like our hearts in campus ministry, we just really love the students that come in, regardless if they know Christ or they're far from Christ. Like our hearts burn that they would grow deeper in their relationship with God. And a big struggle though is when like some students will turn away from the gospel, and it really, really breaks our heart to see that they've rejected God's love. My prayer is always when someone does leave, one of the sheep, when they leave the flock, that we've at least planted seeds, and I have faith, and I have to pray to God that, you know, he's going to get them. But because as a campus missionary and working with students, like our hearts are so in love for them that one of the struggles is seeing one of them leave. With that said, like the work on campus can be very emotional. Like you can, you can have one conversation with one student, just having a lot of fun. And then, another conversation, like literally a minute later, where someone's opening up to you and they're going through this really hard time, and it's a struggle. And like, it can be a very emotional job, dealing with people, dealing with sin, even, dealing with problems in their lives. And like, we're there, like we're spiritual first responders. Like I'm there to bring them back to the church, on campus. It's like it can be also like just natural stuff that comes up in their daily lives that they want to share, to have a friend and to hear and to listen to them, and sometimes that opens up all this stuff inside in their juice boxes. I don't know what else to call it. So it can be an emotional job, and sometimes you come back from campus and you're just wiped. You know, it was like an emotional hard day. So yeah, those are the struggles. But all that to say, it's like my time on campus was amazing, and it was totally worth that cost, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and this is something we talked about in a number of other podcast episodes, but it really sounds like, and it really highlights the importance that evangelization is built on relationships, that like if the relationship's not there, it's really hard to bring someone to Christ.
Exactly. Yeah. It all comes down to relationship. And that's why, like I was mentioning before, with certain students, as a campus minister, you might be playing basketball with a guy just to build that relationship, or you might go out for lunch. It'll depend on the person and your relationship with them. But yeah, evangelization always begins with relationship, a relationship built on trust.
Yeah. I had a question that just like dropped out of my head.
No worries. Maybe let me ask you, Gerhard. Like, well, when you kind of, I mean, you work with CCO, right? And
yep.
you get to see the campus missionaries in action. But from an outsider perspective, like what do you see? I'm kind of curious with campus ministers.
Yeah, so I think the one I would say more defining characteristic of like a CCO, the campus missionary is there's a lot of joy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of joy and a lot of life. Like having been involved with different Catholic organizations over the course of my life, one thing that really stands out to me for CCO defining feature of a CCO missionary is the joy that they have for their mission, for the mission of CCO and for the university students. And it's really attractive to the students. Like no one In an analogy, you're not gonna be a great salesperson if you're miserable all the time, or if you had like you just come off as like a real party pooper. Mm. Most of us aren't attracted to build a relationship with Debbie Downer. Mm-hmm. We want the not necessarily the party animal, but we want someone who's like, yeah, they've got something that I want, and that joy is really rooted in Christ and the community of CCO.
Yeah.
Of the missionaries. And it's not, I wouldn't say it's exclusive to just the campus missionaries. It's something that we have here in the office as well. It just manifests itself in a different way because our mission field is, a little more indirect than maybe someone on campus.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so I hope that you know, our listeners tuning in for today's podcast, that they'll have a little picture of campus ministry, because like this kind of work, it's part of evangelization, and it happens on university campuses here across Canada, and having just many students coming to know God in a special way. But it's definitely a very, very unique kind of work, because I did a degree in finance and in university, and I was thinking of maybe going into maybe investment management.
Yeah.
But the Lord really captured my heart, and it was really like a call.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with all CCO missionaries, there's a certain call attached to their work with CCO. And I kind of joke about it now. It's like, well, I'm not investing in money, but I'm investing in souls.
Far more valuable.
It's the longest term you can go.
For eternity. Yeah. So I guess one question here for you is, as someone with 4 years of campus missionary experience, what would your advice or what would your advice be to our listeners involved in evangelization missionary work around the world who aren't CCO missionaries? What would you tell them? What would your advice be?
Okay, this is a great question. So talking about evangelization in a mission context that might be a little different than CCO, and that's a perfectly fair question. So to answer this, okay, so we're talking about evangelization, and we're also talking about like mission. Right, evangelization, people coming to know Jesus Christ in a personal way, call to conversion, but then mission. So for our listeners here, one thing I really want to share, I think this applies to any mission, but it's a quote from, I believe it's Pope Paul VI. And I live by this quote, because like when we're doing mission work, we always have to make sure we're living in a place of personal conversion and union with Christ. We're going to give what we have, and to be on like the front lines doing mission in any kind of context, I really think it's so valuable to make sure we are growing our intimate and personal union with Christ. So Pope Paul VI, he said this, and I can't remember where, and I'm going to just quote it just off the cuff. He says that and only your personal and profound union with Christ will assure the fruitfulness of your apostolate, whatever it may be. So encouragement for our listeners, doing evangelization, doing mission, to grow your relationship with Christ. Am I receiving the sacraments frequently? Am I growing in prayer every day, giving it to God? I think that union is the foundation for everything in your apostolic endeavors. Yeah.
Cool. So beyond prayer and that close relationship with Christ, on a more practical level, like what would you recommend to parish leaders of evangelization who are, you know, in the trenches in their parish trying to do things and oftentimes may try a variety of different things, but not necessarily, things might not necessarily be working.
Oh, wow. So I'm giving like advice to...
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's embrace it. This is pretty cool. Okay. So humbly speaking, if I can provide some kind of advice for parish leaders who are, you know, in a tough situation with their group. Okay. So first of all, are you soaked in prayer, which I just talked about? Are you in union with Christ? I think that's the most important thing. A practical thing that actually comes to heart right away is, how is the health of your team? Like the core team that you work with, like for strategic meetings or whatever have you, like how is the health of your team? Because if it's not healthy, then that's a really good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
That you, with a team, like that it's formed like on trust. You guys can trust each other. You're able to have like healthy conflict. You keep each other accountable to like, your tasks, your goals, like what you're doing. And that you've got like vision and stuff, and that you're really pursuing it. So I think like the health of your team is like a key part into the success of what God is doing with your group. So that's a practical point. I don't know if I have any others that I want to mention.
Okay.
Maybe I have to think more about that. That's yeah.
Yeah. And I think you cover, and again, we've talked about this in the podcast a lot. It's just the importance of relationships.
Yeah.
And the importance of relationships over a program. So like Alpha, doing something like CCO's Faith Studies, Alpha, the Augustine Institute Evangelization Process, all of it's great, all of it's important, but if you're not building those relationships with the people that you're trying to bring to Christ, you're not going to be as effective as if you focus on that one person at a time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it all starts with that relationship with Christ ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Growing that. So one last question for you here. As someone who's coming off of 4 years of direct missionary work and stepping into a new role of who knows how many years of somewhat indirect missionary work,
yeah,
with the communications team, what would you say to our listeners to encourage them in their in the unique and separate missions that they are involved in?
Hmm. Okay. Really good question. Oh man. To encourage you. Yeah. Oh man. So I think just to think about the Easter season. It's when this podcast, this episode will be released. I want to like the Great Commission,
mm-hmm.
right? It stands out. Like God is with us in this mission. And sometimes it can be hard to see like, you know, visible fruits or signs that God is really working. But in the Great Commission, God gives us great like power and authority to do the work that he's calling us to do. Like he's given us, he has equipped those that he's called. So if you've been called to like a ministry or a mission or something to do for the church, something to do for God, know that like God is working through you and in you. And that's, there is great hope. You know, I think we live in an age where like we have, we want to see instant success. We want to see the fruits. And I had a supporter of mine last year. I was sharing about what I was seeing in Montreal. Like there's actually really good things. Like at the beginning of the podcast, I talked about, you know, there's this hope. You know, I see great hope. And I do. I've witnessed people come to God. And I was sharing with this supporter the success stories, the glory stories. And then they said, that's great. But sometimes the greatest fruit is that which we don't see. Now, that's not to say, no, don't pay attention to the results. No, you got to pay attention to the results. But God's work might be a little different than what we can see. And I just want to, like, exhort you guys and girls. There is great hope, and God has called you to something. He's going to give you the means to carry it out. And you have something very special to offer for the church.
Done. Well, thanks for coming on, Trevor.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure to have you on. And yeah, to all our listeners, you'll hear more of Trevor next week. And yeah, hopefully you'll be hearing a lot more of Trevor and seeing a lot more of Trevor in the months ahead next season.
Okay, great. Thanks, Gerhard.
All right, thank you.
God bless.
Thanks for joining Trevor and I today for our conversation around campus ministry and how some of the lessons on campus can be pulled out and applied to any ministry. If you have any questions, comments, queries, quandaries, conundrums, or otherwise, please email us to podcast@cco.ca. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please give us a rate and review on iTunes, as this will help us to reach new audiences. Once again, I'm your host, Gerhard, and you're listening to the Missionary Disciple Podcast by Catholic Christian Outreach. Until next time, God bless.